Welcome to The Real Vantage Point. And today's discussion, topic of discussion will be the Kirk Cousins situation. Now, what I would like to discuss about it is, let's just get down to the brass tacks of the whole situation. Pretty much, the trade for Alex Smith came quite a while ago. And Cousins signed immediately the first moment of free agency. I mean, we all knew that he was going to be the first person signed for the biggest deal. So with that being said, when Minnesota signed him, it wasn't a surprise of him getting the biggest contract. It was just what it was going to be. Okay, I'm past all of that. Right now, I'm currently at the point where the situation has not died here in Washington. Discussion is still the biggest topic of discussion when it comes to the Redskins, their offseason, what's going forward with the Redskins and everything dealing with the Redskins. Even though Kirk Cousins is no longer our quarterback, I'll say that more properly. Even though Kirk Cousins is no longer the Washington Redskins quarterback, his name is still synonymous with the team far as what's going forward with the team. So today on, Skip and Shannon, they had Josh Norman on and they were discussing the situation with Alex Smith. Josh Norman said specifically himself, let's be real. They've been waiting to put Patrick Mahomes in. They were just looking for a reason to put him in over top of Alex Smith. So with that being said, Shannon turned around and said, let's be real. Y'all been wanting to get rid of Kirk Cousins for 3 years. And Norman responded, you can say that, but you can also say they've been franchise tagging him, so they want him as well. Now, when they went into detail about why they didn't sign him, why they refused to commit, as they like to talk about the marriage commitment, you hear Josh Norman speak a little bit about, you have the situation where the playoff games or leading up to the end of it, how that ends, how that comes off on them. That right there is specifically a player's perspective. That has absolutely nothing to do with what came from management. Does management weigh things in that manner? Of course they do. What management doesn't. But the point that I'm making is that was the first thing that he spoke to. Meaning, more than likely as a player, that's what meant something to him. That's the way he was viewed in the locker room by the players. Now let's put things into perspective. This comment came from Josh Norman after Skip Bayless asked him who his rival was, which is the Dallas Cowboys, and speaking to the extent of Kirk Cousins' 1-6 record against the Cowboys. And he said that's something that you can say as well. So making acknowledgement to management would definitely weigh highly on that. But he reiterated on that point about how he finished games, how they didn't make it to the playoffs, and how they lost the playoff game. That speaks to what is reverent to him as a player, as a defensive player, as somebody who has to depend upon the quarterback to lead the other side of the team because he is helpless to do anything on that side of the ball. Josh Norman is a playmaker. He's not your average cornerback. Can you say he's the best? Some people can argue that. Some people will argue against it. I'm not here to argue that point. I'm just here to make a statement of not only is he a top caliber cornerback, but he's a playmaker. So with that being said, when you are a playmaker, it hurts when you can't make plays to help your team. So when your quarterback is lacking the plays you needed to be made for your team to progressively move past a point every year, day in and day out, who has to attain for that? And Josh Norman even said before Skip Bayless asked him who his rival, you have to look at yourself at one point. With that being said, look at Kirk Cousins' entire body of work. Don't just look at his best years. And when you're looking at his best years, don't just look at the only the positives that he has in his best years. You also have to look at the negatives he has in his best years, so you can see if there's not only room for growth, but if he's grown at all. Now, I'll give Kirk Cousins 100% credit. He's come miles from where he started. But I attribute that to the daggone coaching staff. It seems to me that the Grudens are good at dealing with quarterbacks far as not only judging talent from afar, but also building it and helping it grow. Because the quarterback that they were grooming in Sudfeld got snatched up by the Eagles. The Eagles are now the defending champions. They have not cut Sudfeld. So why do you think the Redskins made the move that they made? Gruden feels as though he's done all he can do with Kirk Cousins. See, a lot of people forget, before Gruden got there, Kirk Cousins had more interceptions than touchdowns. His accuracy rate was not as good as it is. In my opinion, John Gruden is a master at masking a quarterback's issues in kind of the same manner that what's the guy's name? Jim Zorn is. Everywhere Jim Zorn is a coach, the quarterback of that team is at his optimum potential. And the one example I have to give is the final example. The last place that you can actually touch hands on his effectiveness is when he was the quarterback coach with the Ravens. That was when Joe Flacco was at his best. If I'm not mistaken, that was their Super Bowl year. And I never forget telling people, watch when Jim Zorn leave, how Joe Flacco plummets. Anybody got an argument with where Joe Flacco is now? Has he progressed since the Super Bowl or has he recessed? That's due to the coaching that he has around him. I don't care what anybody say. Greatness rubs off, but there are a list with miles through every sport of players that were great that never got over the hump because they never had a coach as good at coaching as they were at what they did in the sport. So with that being said, I feel as though in the Washington Redskins situation, the coach is the golden gift, just like you have in New England. Everybody wants to give Tom Brady the GOAT. Now, this is a whole nother other conversation. Don't even try to open up this can of worms. I'm just making a quick assertion. Everyone calls Brady the GOAT, but a lot of analytical minds would love to give the credit to Belichick over top of Brady. They're going to always give Brady the tangible credit of you have to get it done. That will never be taken away. You never take a man's achievements away once they are achieved. With that being said, if you have a great teacher, he deserves his credit for guidance and leadership. And that is what I'm speaking to. For every bit of credit that that man gets for his follow through, you need to give credit to the coach that showed him the way to that follow through. And I feel as though that's what Washington has in the coach of John Gruden as far as the quarterback position. So, Kirk Cousins was not considered, how could I say, a top tier talent of quarterback behind RG3. He was not considered a starter. And not only was he not considered a starter, he wasn't even considered the next wave of backup to be a starter with another team that needs a quarterback. Remember, he was drafted with the 4th round pick. Until his sudden emergence, the Redskins had tried to trade him a couple times because he was unhappy with sitting the bench and wanted to grow elsewhere. And the Washington Redskins couldn't even get the 4th round pick back that they spent on him for him to grow to the extent where he is now worth more than a 1st round pick. Or at least, that definitely shows growth. But you also have to give credit to fit. See, coaching and fit matter as much as talent. And I feel as though Gruden saw Kirk Cousins and the situation with Washington as, I've fixed and handled and manipulated this situation to the best that I can, and this is the best that we can achieve with it. We need to start from here, because I trust the process. I like the progress that the team has made all over. They're deep at line. They've had so many different lineups at that line position to hold up and keep Kirk Cousins up afloat, to be able to make his passes. It's very impressive. The depth that they have at defensive back is respectable. The depth they have at linebacker is definitely respectable. They have decent pass rushers far as the linebackers are concerned and DNs. They're not the greatest, but they're definitely not the worst. There has been a lot of growth throughout the totalitarian aspect of the Washington Redskins team through the Allen, Williams, Gruden era. So, I agree wholeheartedly with the move to get Alex Smith. You get you a proven veteran field general while you continue to fill in the holes of the progressive team that you currently have. And it also gives you the ability to grab a young quarterback to put back into your system to learn and grow within your system the way you were trying to do with Sudfeld before the Eagles made the genius move of snatching Sudfeld off of the waiver wire early in the preseason when the Redskins were trying to make room for defense. Sua Cravens ended up being a curse and not a gift, because he is now a Denver Bronco, no longer a Washington Redskin, and the Redskins made room for Sua Cravens before he made his decision. Shout out to Sua Cravens. Wish him nothing but the best. No disrespect intended. No bad feelings or harsh feelings towards the gentleman. I hope everything is going well for him. I understand what he was going through. It's definitely something difficult for anyone to deal with, and that is definitely something you have to have a real vantage point on to even grasp. So shout out to Sua Cravens. Even with that being said, Sua Cravens' decision put the Redskins in a position where they lost the quarterback they thought was the quarterback of the future behind Kirk Cousins if Kirk Cousins didn't pan out. So that's why you find yourself in the situation you have now with the journeyman quarterback on a 3 to 4 year deal that saves them money and that they can jump out of if they find the young quarterback that they need and he comes along within a gradual time period. So overall, I would have to say that the Kirk Cousins situation, how it finalized, is, I wouldn't say exactly the way I saw it coming to be, but I definitely knew that it was going to come out to Kirk Cousins getting a payday somewhere else. And I was just wondering as to how they would move forward. And to move forward, Alex Smith is an absolute genius business move, because there's no possible way that you're moving backwards with Alex Smith. The only question is, are you moving forward? Well, this is the Real Vantage Point. Let me know what you think.